This is St. Louis Public Radio. Residents of Kirkwood will gather tonight to remember a city tragedy. 10 years ago, an angry resident shot and killed 5 city officials at a city council meeting and severely wounded the mayor, who later died. The mass slaying made headlines around the world. Stunned residents asked, "How could this happen here?" Kirkwood residents tell St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard that the recovery continues.
Soothing words fill the music room of Kirkwood United Methodist Church. The choir is rehearsing for a community prayer service to mark the 10th anniversary of a tragedy that time has not tempered. They are singing Canticle of Peace, a work commissioned by the church after the City Hall shootings on February 7, 2008. The gunman, 57-year-old Charles Lee Cookie Thornton, was black. His victims were white. In the aftermath, people questioned the state of race relations in the city. The Reverend David Bennett of Kirkwood United Methodist has been actively involved in the community's efforts to understand and to heal.
I think we've been on a journey to learn about the kind of community we want to be.
Why did Cookie Thornton do it? Some pointed to Thornton's emotional instability and his years-long feud with the city over zoning citations. But people who knew Thornton say he thought the city was treating him unfairly and developers weren't hiring his business because he was black. Thornton lived in Meacham Park, a historic African-American community that was annexed by Kirkwood in 1991. Charles Howard grew up with Thornton. He knew Thornton was having problems with the city.
At first, I couldn't believe it. It's still mind-boggling to me because Cookie was a good guy. And anybody that knew Cookie liked Cookie. You know, I knew he was upset about a few things, business-wise. But for that to happen, it had to be something deep.
Kirkwood Mayor Tim Griffin was deputy mayor in 2008. He was at the council meeting that night. He says the tragedy hit the city hard.
For most of us, obviously those involved, I mean, a day doesn't go by that we don't remember.
Kirkwood officials say they tried to work with Thornton, but he wouldn't listen. Griffin says the community came together and the city didn't shy away from issues raised by residents. Kirkwood voluntarily accepted an invitation from the U.S. Justice Department to form a mediation task force of residents and city officials.
There was a lot of talk back then. Was this racial? Was it this or that? And it would have been easy to say, you know what, this is Kirkwood. We know what's going on. But, you know, I for one, the city council at the time thought, no, let's not hide from this. Let's not say no. The more we can bring in and talk about what's going on, the better.
Community forums were held after the tragedy. Participants say the conversations sometimes became uncomfortable when the topic turned to race. Charles Howard relates a telling moment between his brother and a white resident.
One lady said she felt that Kirkwood was like Mayberry. And, you know, he made a great comment. He said, well, let me say this much. The reason was to you was like Mayberry. Mayberry didn't have no black people in it.
Ron Hodges was on the mediation team and serves on the Kirkwood Human Rights Commission. He says there's better communication now between residents and Kirkwood officials and police.
The tragedy was a bad thing to happen. It should have never happened. I don't justify it. We've made some progress, but got a long ways to go in this country.
The city will also hold a brief memorial tonight on the steps of City Hall.
Peace, all like a gentle snow.
I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.
Peace, all like a gentle snow.